What up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Truth of Darian Show. And I'm your host, Dawn Darian. Help me get through this show. I've got a special guest. His name is Trey. What's going on, Trey?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
What's going on?
It's good to be here.
Hey, you know what? And I still couldn't forget Lorna G. What's going on, Lorna?
Hello, everybody.
Remember, you got to talk into the mic.
I'm talking into it.
You got three people now.
I'm in it. Sorry, I'm very in it right now.
Anyway, y'all, today is Sunday, May 27, 2018. We got another exciting show for you. 30 minutes. Oh, it's not 30 minutes anymore.
It's not. We're extending it because we love you guys so much.
I'm just so used to the old stuff, you know.
So now we got an extra 15
yes,
for me.
There you go.
You're worth it. You're worth it.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, y'all, 45 minutes nonstop chatter. We broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas. We talk entertainment.
Yeah.
We talk millennial life. Mm. And we like to talk a little shit.
Oh, okay. Oh. So anyway, watch your mouth, young man.
You know, I got to say it. Sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. Anyway. We post new shows every Sunday, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and on blogtalkradio.com/truthordarian. Okay, I think I got everything out. That's it?
Yes.
Anyway, we got to meet y'all, okay? If you've been tuning in, if you haven't, anyway, I'm Don Darian. This is Lorna G. And we got Trey. Trey joined us today. What's going on, man?
Not much at all, man. I'm glad to be here.
So you got to introduce yourself. So, so where are you from? And what's your favorite thing from the 90s? You know, we do millennial stuff. So, okay. What's your favorite thing from, like, the 90s?
Okay. So, well, first of all, I'm from Dallas.
That's crazy. Right. Okay, number one, I want to say that's crazy because I moved to Dallas 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And everybody asks, where you from? Where you from? They'd be like, oh, I'm from Chicago. I'm from L.A. Nobody is from Dallas. If you live in Dallas,
nobody is from Dallas.
Yeah, seriously. So this is like a rare occasion. Like, you're a hot commodity. Sorry. Go ahead. So you're from Dallas.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
born and raised. Like
on McKinney Avenue? Or,
it's a little bit further south. Pleasant Grove is where I'm actually born and bred from.
Okay, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's like East Dallas, not McKinney Avenue. That's like downtown.
So East Dallas is not the hood.
And South Dallas is where you'll get killed.
No. Wait, we asking.
So it's like Southeast Dallas. Yeah. So it's right next to South Dallas.
Okay.
But it's not technically South Dallas.
So he in South Dallas.
I can tell y'all not from here. I can tell.
I'm 3 years in. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I know if I want to say I'm like hood, I gotta say I'm from OC or what do you say?
Not OC.
Dang.
What are you talking?
Oak.
What?
Oak Cliff,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
OC.
I was like, I don't know.
Damn, I'm not going to make it, y'all. I am not going to make it.
Same, bro. I'm going to tell you. I wouldn't say that too much if I was
You know what? I can't even say it in real life. So.
I don't claim none of that. I know people die in South Dallas. Ever since I moved here, everyone's like, don't go to South Dallas. They're going to kill you at the gas station. They're going to rob you. Everything. Don't. No.
I'm telling you, it's not that bad.
So how was it growing up in Texas? Because, I mean, you hear about everything. People die in Texas.
More than other states.
People die a lot here.
I think it's because the population is what I would equate it to. I don't think it's that bad in Texas. Like it's a lot worse places you could be. Okay. But like I've been born and bred Texas, like Dallas. I've always stayed in Dallas.
Do you own a pair of cowboy boots?
I don't. I want a pair though.
He's not from Dallas.
Have you been to a black rodeo?
I have.
Oh, okay.
They have black rodeos. I'm gonna go to a black rodeo. Oh, I'm a black cowboy.
How long have you been?
So Lauren has been. If anybody doesn't, everybody doesn't know. Lauren moved here about a year ago.
Right.
So
yeah.
we Dallas transplants. That's what they call
right.
us.
Exactly.
Dallas transplant. I like this.
Transplant.
Well, you definitely have to go see like a black rodeo. That's got to get on the checklist.
So there's black people at the rodeo. I mean, it's not just called the black rodeo because you wear black. It's black people at the rodeo.
Yeah, it's exactly what it
black
sounds like.
Rodeo?
It's a black rodeo.
Do they ride bulls or something like
they
that?
They ride everything. They ride horses, bulls,
pit bulls,
each other. No, I'm just playing.
No, they ride Rottweilers.
Right.
Oh wait. So sorry. What's your favorite thing from the 90s? Because it's millennial show. Right. So what's your favorite thing from the 90s?
My favorite thing from the 90s.
It could be music, movies.
You know what? It's a TV show that I used to watch. Actually, it was called, I don't know if you remember. It was called Cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
Yeah, Cat Dog
used to be my show back in the day.
That was a good show.
Can I tell you that when Cat Dog first came out, I hated it. I thought it was the dumbest show in the world.
Darian's lame.
Like how did they go to the bathroom? Like it was so many questions that you had about Cat Dog. Cats and dogs don't even like each other.
That was the whole premise of the show though.
Darian loves Hannah Montana, so that just lets you know his taste in what his TV shows.
Excuse me, I had a very wide variety of shows that I watched.
But
that included Nickelodeon. Yeah. And include Disney. But but my nieces got me into Hannah Montana, if that's what you want to say.
Mind you, his nieces don't live with him. They live out of state. They've always lived out of state. So I don't know how he got hooked on it in Waldorf when his nieces live in Georgia. But, you know, just to put that out there.
I used to watch That's So Raven, so it's like...
So, yeah.
That was a good show. There was drama. There was magic. There was mysticalness. Exactly. Okay, she so had we the on future. The same way. We got that.
Exactly.
It's the future she can see.
If you don't like Cat Dog, we gotta work
No, I do like Cat Dog. Cat Dog was one of my favorites, but I would say I Real Monsters was my favorite.
That was cool.
Yo.
No, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Are you afraid? Give me nightmares. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Oh, my.
Never mind. We can't do that, but we'll be here. All right,
y'all. We got to get started with the show. So we're going to take it over to our hot topics, our gossip. Lauren is going to explain it all. Go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead with your...
amazing topics.
There you go.
Of amazingness.
Yeah.
So first, Idris Elba. He's actually going to be producing, directing, and starring in an adaptation of Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he's going to play the hunch back
look,
in Notre Dame.
Look, now, he's too sexy to play Hunchback. He's too big and tall and delicious
to be ever playing. I love
Hunchback.
Women, but hey, I'm going to keep it all the way 100. Idris Elba is too sexy to play the Hunchback. Exactly. I'm going to have to second that.
Beautiful man. Beautiful guy big
says
man. It's
true. So I'm going to have to second that.
He's got an accent. He's like, oh, hello, love. How are you? And I'm like, oh, I love you so
But
much.
You know what? That's what the acting is all about. You know, you have to play characters that you don't. Normally, would play.
He's gonna play
you know?
The woman. He's gonna play the man that the Esmeralda leaves with.
Okay.
And the Hunchback, I think he dies, right? Or,
which I don't think is fair. I think it's very wrong that we're teaching people to go with the most handsome.
We're being
person
realistic. We're being
instead
realistic.
Of going back to Hunchback. He loved her.
Okay, anyway. So if a beautiful woman, a gypsy woman who had long, dark, luxurious hair, had to choose between a hunchback with weird, deformed eyes or beautiful, muscular guard, who was she gonna pick? I'm happy that you saved my life.
You're heartless.
But that's not heartless.
That's
the truth.
Very heartless.
That his eyes, like, remember from the movie, his eyes, like, crooked.
But how
there's
do you...
one eye that's bigger than the other one, like, it bulges out. Come on now.
I feel like a hunchback would at least be more stable. Like, he would at least provide stability.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he would.
Are you either
going to
go for the looks or you going to go for stability? Which one are you going to go for?
She can have stability with the cute guy, too. Maybe.
Nah, he's going to turn into a
Instagram
model.
They all
going to
cheat on you, anyways. Girls,
I think that's wrong. We shouldn't be teaching kids that.
We're teaching kids what life is like.
You're beautiful inside.
Yeah.
Only.
Whatever. But people can't see your insides. All they can see is your outsides. So take care of it, honey. Take care of it, please. Thank you. Moving on to Netflix, or for more Netflix news, actually. Netflix is worth $147 billion.
That is crazy. That's crazy because I don't have a Netflix account. So.
I do, and I share it with someone else, you know, because I'm nice like that. You need to get on that level.
I don't understand. If you're sharing accounts with all these people, how are they making money? Oh, just one other person?
One other person.
Is that illegal in Texas? I know in some states it's illegal to share, like, your Netflix password.
No, it's not. Okay. I have a deal where I have two TVs and two devices. So I can always have my Netflix on two TVs at one time and two devices. So
okay.
And you pay extra if you want more.
So I know a lot of people out there that's listening. They might have Netflix. Trey, do you have Netflix?
I don't.
See?
I don't have a Netflix.
So
you need to upgrade your life.
This is like
original
two
content.
Out of three.
Black Panther's on there right now.
I feel like Hulu is like probably like better than Netflix. I don't have a Hulu either. But
I feel like Hulu's for TV though. Netflix is.
But I thought they had movies on there too. Maybe I'm tripping.
I think they do have movies, but I feel like
okay. Can I just tell y'all that I like cable? I mean, I pay for cable.
Darian
like,
pays for cable, and all he watches is real Housewives. All he watches is honestly, the only reason I know anything about like reality TV is because every time I come over here for the last year, it's always Real Housewives, Black Ink Crew.
Which one?
All of them. All the black ones.
We got to do Potomac.
Potomac, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop, and Black Ink.
So
all
like
the
Ratchet
states.
Dorian is into it.
Yeah, it's always on. Always on. And then I ask him, I'm like, you know, because it's on,
well,
so I'm watching. I'm like,
it.
Who is this? He's
excuse
like, I don't
me.
Know. I'm not watching it.
I know you're not going to understand.
I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is... I like to watch channels like MTV, VH1. You know, those are the things. Bravo. Those are things that come on. You know, that's and I, it just stays on the channel. So sometimes I don't watch
it.
It
just so happens to stay there for 3 hours.
She
hates for 365 days out of the year.
Right.
And literally, he has a problem. And then he's like, I don't watch Netflix. I don't like watching TV. You watch the crappiest TV.
I watch the news as well. I mean, I do watch.
Is it
all
like
my
local
morning
news?
Shows,
is it like CNN?
Local. I like all. Of, well, no, not CNN. I mean,
he watches
not,
Good Morning America.
So nothing against CNN, but I like local. I like to know what's going on around the area.
In the
okay?
area.
And
okay.
It,
yeah. Let's
first
see
of
how many
all,
people died today.
I'm just saying,
Dallas, y'all, this place is violent.
It seems
okay?
like.
Watch your back when you come here. Bring a bat, a knife. You need to get a. I'm thinking about getting a gun. Like it's.
Bro, I'm scared. I lived there all my life, but y'all scaring me a little bit.
Y'all scare me.
You need to watch the news because Dallas is always in the news.
See, that's why you need Netflix. Somebody there's a dying. Netflix documentary. It's called like Killer Legends. It's about like all these like legends that we have, like urban legends, and the killings that they're based off of. Four of them are in Texas. Okay, four, and like two of them were never caught. So no,
we got a little saying like around like the area of Dallas. It's called "Stay Out the Way." If you stay out the way, I don't think you have too much to worry about.
Stay out the way or die.
That's a problem.
How do I know if I'm in someone's way? How do I even know where the way is?
You gotta be in tune with your ghetto.
This is why we need to change this about Texas. Okay? What is going on? Stay out the way. That should not be a logo of Texas.
Stay out the way.
Welcome to Texas. Stay out the way.
Stay out the way.
Okay.
I can't.
I'm moving. Goodbye.
It's in the brochure.
Welcome to Texas, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm so look. Okay. I don't even know what we were talking about. Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So
don't do that.
If you don't die in Texas, get Netflix. It's worth a lot of money. It's actually worth more than Comcast, and it's about to be worth more than Disney.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Get on your. Y'all need to ride the wave.
Disney has join. Like. Is that all of Disney? Like Disneyland World, everything put together.
Disney is worth the company is worth $147 billion right now. But Netflix has grown 70% since January. So if they keep going, they're going to surpass them by the end of the year.
From what it sounds like, they don't need me and Dorian's $20.99 to be added today.
It's not $20. Well, I mean, no, because it's $10. Like $9, right?
Who's Dorian?
Wait,
Don Darion. I was like, wait, hold on, Dorian.
My bad.
You know what, y'all? It's a tough name. I get it. That's why. Hold on. That's why I put it everywhere.
No,
I put it
is.
For the show. I put it for my name. It's a tough name.
You
I get it.
You like
and you always gotta
nickname.
Spell it too.
Because my name is tough too. But that's why I go by Trey.
Okay.
Because if I told you my real name, you probably be like, I guarantee you would say what?
What's your real name?
Trevinia.
What? Say it. What is it again?
Trelvis.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So look, you didn't say what at least. So
no, I
didn't. Trelvis isn't a weird. I don't think that's.
I don't
a weird,
think that's a real name. Weird name.
Everybody I've ever encountered has always like.
It sounds like
wrong.
Elvis with a T.
I feel
like
they've always said that too.
I just feel like because it's a very popular. I mean, I feel like it's good for Texas. It's a good
like
Texas
it's
name.
It's a good name. I feel like it's a name that's like it's different, but it's not ghetto different because Darion. I feel like some people just
Darion.
There we go.
Darion.
Yo, it's the show's name. It's my name. It's Beyonce sings it in her songs. Okay, what else can I do?
Hey, if the queen said it, we got to get it right. if the queen said it, it's got to get right.
It's okay. It's the first episode.
we're rocking it. This is every day. We're getting better. We're doing things. So, okay, moving back to the topics.
Mm-hmm.
NFL. I'm sure you've all heard that the NFL has made this policy where the players can be fined or the team will be fined. And they're even thinking about having like a 15-yard penalty if they don't stand for the national anthem. But they can sit in the locker rooms if they want. This seems very tone deaf to me. I just don't think that they.
Well, what do
I don't
you
know,
think? I don't really.
I don't understand why.
I watch sports, but I mean, what do you think, Trey?
Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a business at the end of the day, so they have to protect the business. The way I feel about it, I would prefer them to be on the field kneeling. That's how I would feel about it. But if they make the rule that you can be in the locker room, just stay in the locker room and kind of deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
I feel like they're pandering to their Trump supporter fans.
Oh, definitely.
And
most
that's
definitely.
What and they're making this line. They're like making this line like, okay, well, we're on this side of the line. And now
right.
I mean, it's never been about the flag, but they're making it about the flag. The president's making it about the flag. It has nothing to do with the flag. It never has.
Right.
And I don't know. I just
like a lot of people like I've never heard of a comfortable protest. Protest is supposed to make you uncomfortable. It's supposed to involve
when they were
change,
protesting the Vietnam War, they were burning the flag. They were burning it. That was like that was their way of peaceful protesting and they were able to do that. So how come I can't kneel when there are still black men and brown people still being treated unfairly? Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks just got tased.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Getting a parking ticket. He should have gotten a parking ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How do you get tased? And he's not even just, you can't say he's a regular guy that was committing crimes or stealing stuff out of the gas station or selling cigarettes. No, he parked across a handicapped spot. Why did he get a ticket?
Bro.
How is he getting
tased? I mean, I feel like, first of all, I feel like that's, I've done that before at night where I'm like, oh, I'm just running in real fast at CVS.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, nobody is up. Like, I would not expect to get
the tased. Story to end being, and then I got tased. I came out of Walgreens, then I got
tased. I was about to say, especially at Walgreens, because you know the parking spaces at Walgreens, they be real far.
Yeah. So far. Then, exactly. I'm yeah, trying to get in and get out.
The handicap spots, you got, like, hey, you got to take that L, bro. You
Exactly. And he had the money to pay the ticket. It's not even like, and you can see the video. I mean, it's not even like he was being combative. It's
I think the real issue is that we need to talk about, like, Walgreens parking spots. They need to, like, do something better.
Okay. We get a night drive-through.
We're going to put petition exactly. to have. This is all your fault, Walgreens. Okay,
exactly. Can I have ballet or something? I need y'all to do better. Help us help you. Okay,
protest the Walgreens. Everybody go to CVS for
a drive. A drive through would be no. CVS don't sell tobacco. Well, I don't smoke, but just like you know, you CVS. I dropped you.
That's literally the first thing that you mentioned. We weren't even talking about tobacco or nothing. Don't go to CVS.
I dropped you.
Look, there's some things you don't know about Darian. Okay. He's different off the air.
So anyway, then...
Don't try to chase his
subject. What were we saying?
We were talking about Sterling Brown, but is there another developing story that we need to talk
about
right now?
Are you sweating, bro?
Exactly. You look really nervous. Is that you okay?
I don't understand. What's...
You need to turn the air on? Or?
Anyway, to my mother that is listening, I just want to let you know that everything I do is for you. Anyway.
Everything I do.
I don't know how I feel about the whole situation. I mean, he was parked across... Two parking spots. I mean, he did kind of ask for the trouble.
He did. How did he ask to get tased? You know what?
I'm not saying he asked to be tased. I'm just saying. I mean, you know if he would have parked in a regular parking spot,
would that have happened?
Both of my parents are black, okay? My dad grew up in D.C.
Oh my gosh, y'all. I just want y'all to go to Darian's Instagram and look at his pictures. He went home to Georgia over the weekend and, his dad looks so Hispanic that, I mean, when he was younger, he looked like, I don't know, like he could be like Dominican or something. Like he had his hair short, but he's grown it like long, like down his back long. It's luxurious. And he looks like he should like, I don't know. He's just missing a sombrero.
This
like,
is just ridiculous.
Like, is your dad in a mariachi band? Like, I mean, he just looks.
Okay.
I mean,
enough. Just, okay. Anyway, enough about my dad.
I'm more focused on the fact that y'all from DC, but y'all scared of Dallas, Texas.
I mean, nobody.
We're not from, hold on. First and foremost, this we're not from South. DC. We are from the suburb outside of DC where all the government workers work. Okay.
So that makes sense.
Exactly. We live 20 minutes outside of the danger. And when we go in, we go into the places that it's safe. We don't go to Anacostia, especially after dark. Our parents warned us. Okay. Watch your back in Anacostia. Don't stop nowhere. Don't ask for directions. Just get back.
Oh my God. We got to move on, y'all.
I'm sorry.
is that it for Lauren Explains It All?
Yes, it is.
All right, y'all.
It's a public service announcement.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to try to stay on track. Anyway, I have this new segment that I don't know if it's a segment or me just being nosy. It's called Stuff I Saw on Facebook. So
okay.
I was on a plane this morning. I was bored. So anyway, my friend Ranisha posted these pics on Facebook. She had went to a hotel at the Red Roof Inn. I don't know if you've ever been. I've been to a Red Roof Inn. But anyway, she took the pictures. It was nasty. It had dog hair everywhere. Just gross.
Yeah.
And so she was like, this is why I don't stay at cheap hotels. So her friend was the one who actually like got the hotel or whatever. And it was $100 a night. So I was like, well, $100 is a lot. I mean, I don't know if...
To be sleeping on dog hair? Yeah, it's definitely a lot.
I mean, but like, how much would you pay for a hotel? Like, I mean, she said she only stays at expensive hotels. But $100, I feel like...
That's regular, I feel like. I feel like that's like a La Quinta. That's a, you know, and that's definitely not luxury. No offense to the La Quintas or the Econo Lodges, but that's around what that is.
I feel like we had like a little, like we were under 18, we had a party at the Super 8. Like, is it like...
not the Super 8.
Yeah, the Super 8, the big
seat. We had like little Jello shots. Yeah. I got really drunk. Oh my gosh,
on Everclear.
And I cursed out Lauren.
He called me... so many things. The except B word. Yeah, he will accept my name. He called me all the way out of my name, y'all. Like,
and
I
just tell
told
you
me that I was not his best friend. This other girl, Brittany, hey girl, that she was his best friend. She just had a baby. She's
Trey,
great,
don't judge
beautiful.
Me. Everybody
she,
out there.
Oh, I'm definitely like, judging. I'm like, definitely going a lot of
times. F you. You're not my friend. You're not Brittany's my best. Y'all know. This was top 8 days. Y'all know top 8 used to be like.
Oh, MySpace.
We used to get in fights. He used to get like mad at me when he wasn't the first person in my top 8.
Oh
like,
my God.
Like legit upset.
Anyway. So was $100 expensive to you? Or
no. I feel like $100 is regular.
I don't feel like it's a lot of money. Like $100 for a hotel
average.
Room. Yeah, that's
but
not
it
a
should
lot.
It should come with like special
yeah, but
things.
It's definitely
like,
what do you
I don't know about special
because when okay, so when I went to New Orleans, like we spent like probably Well, not me and you. Me and my other friend. It was probably like, for 3 days, it was probably like $400. Mm.
3 days?
So what's the math on that? But we stayed like right by everything. We stayed by Bourbon Street where we can like, it was a really, really nice hotel. Mm. I mean, you still couldn't touch the drinks because the sodas was a dollar. I wasn't paying that.
Right. Sounds like $150 a night. Had, like $140, $150 a night.
Yeah, it was still like a nice hotel. That's not bad. I think, and it, like, we're, you know, first of all, when I travel, I like to stay at nice places, okay? Lauren likes to stay. Oh, you fancy, no. I don't know, Trey, I don't know what you like to stay at, but I like to stay. I want it to look like my apartment, okay? Yeah. I don't want to have no reason. That's I can nice, stay there for 2 days. It depends. I will pay $300 a night, okay, to stay at something really, really nice.
Yeah, I don't
know. And it better have room service.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No.
And I need me, real fancy. I need me a towel as
only
well.
Only if it's a special occasion. The towels are nice. If it's my birthday? If it's my birthday, then maybe. But if it's just a regular trip, nah. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna keep it.
I've stayed in some cheap places. Like I've stayed in like a hotel, hotels where you could like a call a Knights Inn. It was like $40-something. Yeah, Knights Inn.
Roaches, bedbugs. That's gross.
It didn't have roaches or bedbugs. You just assume that because the places you go might have that.
But I'm just saying they don't keep the cleanliness up.
It didn't have any of that in there. I looked at everything. I lit an incense and I could smoke in the room. So that's great.
You could smoke in the room. That tells you what it is.
I mean, that smoke, not smoke. As long as the door lock, y'all know what I mean.
As long as the door lock and it's an AC unit in there and the bed is like,
we lit an incense in there.
Say it's all good with me then.
Exactly. Check the mattress, flip it around, make sure there's no bugs or stains. Right. And if there isn't, then
you know what though, I don't even like sleep under the covers.
I sleep
like,
on top of them.
I can't.
I ever do, because that's usually if I pick a hotel like that, it's because I'm going for like a day and I'm not really gonna be in there. That's just a place for me to lay down. Yeah. I'm about to be out. I went to New Jersey, went to Atlantic City. That's a place, that's one of the nights in. It was in New Jersey.
Because you're just going
to
be in and out.
I'm just in and out. I'm just here to sleep. We're here for the weekend. No, we're only here for a day.
See, I have to be able to lay my head down. It has to be something comfortable.
Comfortable.
No, you probably get flat. People probably died on those pillows. Did you even look at them?
People die all the time. You think people have died in your rooms that you've stayed in?
There's no way.
Oh my goodness.
The hotels I stayed in.
How many news exposés have they gone around in nice hotels where they put the black lights and they show up but they don't wash anything or anything? You just assume because you're paying a bunch of money. That's how they get you.
I have saw that.
That's how they get you. Well, they're trying to get you. They make you pay a bunch of money, and you're still cleaning it the same way that the Knights Inn is.
No, you probably stay at hotels where they have the little nasty crevices on the tub. It's black and stuff on there. No, I don't stay at places like that.
I don't stay in places where I can't. The tub
need to be a jacuzzi where you can like lay in it if you want to. Because the thing is, if you on vacation, you there to relax. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what I'm
relax
saying?
Relax in like, my room? No, I'm gonna relax.
You're not spending that much time.
After a long day of walking and doing it, I want to come back and relax and enjoy. And
for like an hour, maybe two, and then go back out again.
No. I need to sleep. First of all,
sleep. You can sleep on top of the
covers. How did you travel? Because that's not how I travel. When I travel to places, like, I'm doing majority sleeping.
When Darian travels to places, he stays in hostels where he shares rooms with a bunch of strangers.
Okay, so that's a different story.
Now it's different. All of a sudden, I'm staying in roach places. You're staying with people can kill you in your sleep. Thank you. There's a movie called Hostel, okay? And he's staying in places like that.
Okay, so let me just say.
Getting led astray by strangers that you met, overly friendly strangers that you met, and they're sending you over to some place to get killed by foreigners. There's a whole movie about that. I don't know. It's based off of something.
Anyway, so that's is what I saw. Okay, so we're gonna take it back to Lauren Explains It All, because I cut you off like we didn't go over anything. So we didn't go over Will Smith. I want to talk about Will Smith.
Okay, well, I was looking at the time. We are gonna talk about Will Smith. Yes. Y'all, Will Smith is gonna be doing FIFA's World Cup song, which is great, but also he released like a mini video of him in his studio, because I guess he's had more time to calm down, because he said like at the height of his career he was doing Fresh Prince, he was rapping, he was doing movies, and he just got burnt out. But now he's creatively, he's like got so much energy now, and he released
y'all saw that video?
It was really good.
Talking about he killed a stripper.
Wait, that was a freestyle?
Something like that.
You know what? Like a freestyle is different nowadays. It's not like what you think in a freestyle is. Like, it's not like straight off the top of the head.
Yeah. People will release a track and like, oh, here's my freestyle over this beat, but they obviously practice.
Freestyle nowadays is like, it's not really your beat.
So like you just write it like, and then the next hour you perform it.
That's kind of like a freestyle they consider it now.
I could do that, because first of all, in an hour, I would not have anything. So I just want to let y'all know.
My name is Lauren G, and I'm from the MZ. That's all I got. Two bars.
She's got the record for
me. I got like four bars for you. The same four bars I've had since I was 18. All right? I haven't changed it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't help. What? Yep. I'm the G, all right? Look, just give me like, I just need to write it. Just give me some time. Just give me some time. I can write some stuff.
All right, so we got one more because, you know, we got to fill, you know, another slot. I messed up.
Another slot of what? Oh, what do you mean? Oh, well, okay.
We got to do one more subject.
Since we're going to keep it, we'll keep it in the Smith family.
Okay.
Jada Pinkett Smith and her Red Table Talk. I want to start watching that show. It looks really, like, emotional and deep.
That's that Facebook show. So Facebook is trying to do, like, what, a Netflix thing? Because they have, like, they're movies not, and shows.
They're trying to have shows, but y'all will never be Netflix, so stop reaching. So, but I like the show that she has. It looks really good.
I know a lot of people that I see on social media, they are looking at that show.
It Troy, looks do you? Good.
Yeah, like, I haven't seen it, but it looks like something that I would want to watch. You've seen it, though, right?
I seen it. The first episode, they were talking about, like, how Will Smith's ex-wife and
like, co-mothering. Yeah. And, you know, just that, her talking about, like, oh, this is my house. Like, all that.
I thought it was
boring.
It
made me emotional. It made me cry a little. Because you're an unemotional.
I thought it was, I mean, I thought it was boring. I 100%. I thought it was cool. Like, oh, red tape. First of all, I don't even know what that means. So, you had to explain it to me.
Red.
Oh, it's just the red table?
Yeah, I think you kind of read a little bit into it.
Oh, I thought it was
about that. They talk about serious stuff around the red table.
Oh, okay.
I was going to let you know, I don't think the table is like a metaphor. Oh. I think you kind of like felt like it was. So I just kind of let you feel that way.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, red table.
Like, well, you know how Southerners, they have like these little like, oh.
They're not
these,
Southerners.
Well, I don't know. But there's like these little code words that people say, and I don't know. So I
don't
know.
I get what you're saying. I think you just kind of overread it. Just kind of overread it. It's okay.
So it has nothing to do with, okay, so the table is just red.
It's just a red table.
It's just a red table. They talk around.
Just like this is a black table.
A red table.
Like,
they talk around.
Exactly.
You can call this black table talk if you want.
Okay. So, no, I mean, I just.
But it's okay though. It's okay. You pushing the thought process.
Yes. There
well,
you go.
Okay. Well, then that makes me not want to watch it even more because I don't understand it.
No, but they're talking about serious things. She talks about why she's wearing turbans. She's losing her hair.
I watched the first episode. I did. I watched it all the way through, and then the second episode, I got probably halfway through it, and I turned it off.
The first episode just seemed super interesting, just because it seemed like it was about like some real stuff. Like we can all relate to, like
co-parenting.
Not all, but yeah,
a lot of people are in co-parenting situations. One of my ex-best friends, she grew up with in the split where she had to spend every other weekend with her dad, and I mean,
it's just too like Lifetime-y for me. Like I need like
too real for you. He wants fake emotions.
I want Will
Smith hip hop. That's what he wants.
What made me like mad about the show is like I watched like the second episode or whatever. I don't know what episode it was, but they were talking about their bodies and stuff, and I'm like Jada Pinkett and her mom like have the best bodies for their
women still think that.
Let me ask you
themselves.
This: would you have liked them more if they flipped the table? Like if they just all of a sudden a table flip came in and like a
what you say? Oh, so you bringing up old stuff, Jada? Like yeah, okay.
So now it's an interesting
that moment when they were on the
phone. I could have him back if I wanted to.
You staying in my house? It's my house now. And then she flips the table over like
I want to see them roll around and
this
fight.
This is not it's not reality show.
Too sophisticated.
Yeah, you see what kind of stuff Darian likes to digest. That's how emotional.
But I like where Facebook is going. I mean, I feel like they should. You know,
I'm happy for her. I like the fact. I'm sad she's losing her hair a little bit, but I mean, she can rock the bald head. She's done it before. Rock it, girl. We're doing it.
All right, thank you for continuing on. Sorry, I ruined your whole.
And that is it again. For Lauren Explains It All. You're welcome.
I was like, let's just cut it off. Anyway, sorry.
Remix.
Okay, so we're going to get into it. Darian's Dilemma. So if you don't know what it is, if you just joining in, I'm explaining it to Trey. Y'all going to help me with some advice, okay? I'll be going through things on the daily, and y'all going to just help me out.
All
right. So this Darian's Dilemma is inspired, because expired is different, right?
Yes, it is.
by my cousin. He just graduated with his master's, and I tried to write it down. His master's of science in education. He got a 3.8 at Johns Hopkins.
Hopkins?
I'm really messing this up.
Yeah,
hey,
you are.
Hey, and on the two podcasts before, I was supposed to say happy birthday. So, this is also your happy birthday as well.
Belated happy birthday.
His name is Alejandro. I call him Alex or whatever. It's my
Alejandro. Sorry, song.
So, shout out to him. So, now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh man, he got his master's degree. Dang, he's so smart and stuff.
I'm
not. But I was able to get a bachelor's degree. So now I'm thinking about maybe I should go ahead and get my master's.
Bro, I'm going to say, when I hear like a master's degree or even any kind of degree, the first thing that pops in my head is student loan debt.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. The first thing that pops in my head.
I'm trying to go back to school now on like Pell Grants. I'm trying not to pay that.
Man,
nothing.
Gotta do it.
Everything
you go, get a grant.
That's what I'm trying to do. I had 3 years of school and my loans did not get approved by Citibank for my senior year. I found out a few weeks before I was supposed to start classes. whatever. So I never finished. And I want my bachelor's. And I kind of want my master's, too. I mean, that's something I definitely want
to
do.
But going back to school, like, first of all, it's hard. I hated school.
For like a month.
And I'm trying to, I did hate school, you know, but people are like graduating, like, yeah, I got my master's. I'm like, dang, y'all got something on me now, you know. I'm the oldest cousin.
Oh, my gosh.
And now y'all got master's.
No, you know what? I know exactly what you mean. Because I had a cousin back in the day. When I was younger, he learned how to spell school before me, and I still remember that to this very day.
Yo, school was a hard word to spell. Was it the C before or the H before?
No, because schedule was hard to spell. Okay. I was like...
You doing eighth grade words. I can't. That's.
I had a 12th grade reading capacity in fifth grade. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I've always been extra smart when I come
Y'all missed the hair flip. When
I wish y'all could have seen it. I wish y'all could have seen this. That's you know, I'm going to post on my Instagram a picture just me flipping my hair back and forth.
It's
fabulous.
I think I still read at a fifth grade level. I will say that because I just... fifth grade.
I need you to...
So we may need to start at community college.
You know, that
and
might
work
be right
out.
Here.
I was able to graduate. I mean, it was in Florida. I don't know if they got something. I don't know. They took my money, though.
JU.
It was in Florida. Okay.
Florida, so... But I mean, you know what? But I don't even know what I would even study. Like, I would get my master's in what? Business?
I would get mine in relationship psychology.
How about we learn to read it like a higher level in the fifth grade level, and then we'll just focus on the degree part.
There we go. You there we go. Baby steps.
Do you have to know how to read to do college? Like, I mean,
I think it's a pretty big part of it. It's a pretty big part.
Okay, so my motto in
Fantasia
college.
Fantasia made it.
My motto.
And Floyd Mayweather made it. Floyd Mayweather made it. He can't read worth a damn thing.
He bought a college, I'm sure.
There you go.
Look, my motto was D's get degrees. So I feel like with my master's,
I
can still.
They
do.
Like, D's nuts. I don't know.
No.
D's nuts.
It came out the blue.
No.
All right.
D's get degrees. I'm
you
telling
with
you.
With that one, okay.
You know, let's not spread that. You
also,
know what? Any youth listening to us right now, do not follow that, okay?
D's get degrees.
Is a disclaimer. D's do not get. They do, technically.
When you're in college, you be looking for those D's, okay?
Look, degrees don't even get you a job these days.
My,
so, you know,
my cousin graduated with 3.8, but I was not close to that. Okay, I'm gonna let you know when I graduated. I kind of want to redeem myself and be like, you know what? Maybe I can do college. Maybe I should do something
just to prove it to yourself.
Take some Spanish classes, y'all. We all need to be bilingual. Okay, so Trey, I'm gonna need you to take some Spanish classes with us because we're gonna need you to be bilingual as well.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
We're also
sign language.
I
can spell my name.
Happy coincidence, y'all.
I'm doing it right now.
You can spell your name.
Really?
I can spell my name in sign language.
Go ahead, spell your name right now. Show everybody.
Hello. Because you put me on the spot. So
I just checked.
No one can see you. He's like, oh my gosh.
I'm
so
nervous.
I was about to do it too.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, guys. Okay.
He really got nervous.
I'm trying to stop laughing so much.
His forehead got shiny and everything. I was like, oh.
All right, y'all. It's time to get into talk shit. Okay.
What are we talking about?
We are going to talk. This is going to be such a good one, okay?
Because, oh, really? Why are you so excited?
Now you talk good. Because up,
a jury. See, I can't see y'all. This is my reading thing. This is the reading issues I have.
All right, Floyd.
A jury orders Samsung to pay Apple $539 million
pocket change
in an infringement case.
Pocket change.
Okay, and that's pocket change for
pocket
Apple too.
Pocket change.
Now, can
Thank
I just give you.
You
the background of what's going on here on our little panel? Okay, I am a proud iPhone user.
Break it down.
Lauren is a iPhone user, but wants to switch back to Android because I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe because she dropped her phone so many times and it looks like...
I think she came to the realization.
It's because the Apple phones just aren't as good as y'all make it seem. I switched over thinking that I would have like this phone.
And Trey is a Samsung.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. It's a Samsung user.
A Samsung user.
Okay,
but,
there we go.
But you know what? Can I just tell you that I switched to iPhone before Samsung was even popping like that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that they're better.
So you've never... gotten with it, and Samsung has so
Android.
Many features that are better than Apple, and Apple's finally
okay, so
jumping
why,
on Samsung's train by getting a bigger phone
why
finally.
Is
and
Samsung paying Apple $539 million?
Samsung
they
took
stole
some
stuff.
Ideas and did it better, and Apple got mad because
you
they made
what,
more money.
Though, the only thing that Apple I feel like has better than Samsung is the camera. Like I feel like the Apple
camera,
is two times better. I look like Idris Elba on like the Apple camera, but on the Samsung camera I look like Trey from Pleasant Grove.
I do look good in my Apple.
It's an issue.
I do look good in my Apple camera. That's it though. Accessibility,
that's the only thing.
Accessibility, everything else is better on
I like
phone.
My phone personalized.
It's a personal phone.
I do feel like Android. I feel like Android takes really good pictures, but they just stay on the phone. Once they leave the phone, then they become trash. Like it's just like pixelated. iPhone. Mm-hmm. Our Snapchat, our Instagram. Wait, we don't do Snapchat no more, right?
I forgot. We canceled that.
They're racist. No, I don't know. I don't know what they do. They did something though. But Instagram story, whatever you call it. It's nice. It's clear. I mean, you can see in the dark. It's not pixelated. I mean,
but I've heard, like with Apple, you can only like take like 2 pictures and then your phone is like full. The storage
memory. Okay, so.
Yeah, exactly. And they make you pay for storage because that, like, I pay 99 cents extra every month just to have storage on my phone. If I had a Samsung, I could put a card in that and be done.
I do miss the card. Wow. I will say that. I miss the headphone jack, too. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Darian went to Georgia over the weekend, and I watched his dog for him. So when I came to get his dog, I accidentally left my Bluetooth headphones here, my Beats. Ooh. And I went home, and I realized that I left them, but I have, like, 5 pairs of headphones, but since I don't have a freaking headphone jack, I could not use any of my headphones. I had to drive 30 minutes back down here. Got stuck at the gate because Darian's stupid gate's always closed to get my headphones.
You have to buy an adapter to listen to
literally.
You don't have to buy it. It comes with the phone. So you can, you know.
Whatever. But if you, it's a little piece. If
I can't buy mine. Mine
got stolen by the neighborhood kids at my apartment complex. I used to live in the hood when I was living in North Carolina. And I left my car doors unlocked. These little kids stole my piece. I got a number one off of Groupon. And they made it, like, they blocked it so you can't use non-Apple, like, pieces on their...
Yeah, Apple
on their phones.
Apple is not for me.
So I couldn't charge my phone and use my Bluetooth at the same time. I was so mad.
First of all, you never had an Apple, okay? So how can you say that Apple is not for you and you never
from
had
outside
it?
Honestly,
it is very...
It's not that great. And honestly, the features that they're adding now are features that Samsung has had for years.
I can't believe
that little control sensor. Samsung has had that since 2014.
When I see a green text message, it just ruins my life, okay? I have to see these green texts.
Darian's messages change color. We can choose the color of all our text messages. My text can be pink yellow, purple, blue. I can make them any color I want.
I know
iPhone,
a girl,
it's only one.
I know a girl that actually stopped talking to a dude because she gave him her number when he texted a message, popped up green.
Yeah, no.
So it was like, no, you're struggling, bro. No,
that's it.
You're struggling with your Android.
If you don't have an iPhone, then you poor, basically.
you have
no money. What kind of car do you drive if you have an iPhone? Well, hold on, that's not... Well, you have an iPhone.
Exactly.
You have an iPhone.
Darian has an iPhone and he drives a 2007.
It's an 8.
Oh,
it's an 8.
It's an 8?
2008.
Okay. I'm sorry, 2008. That's 10 years ago. Now, I have my iPhone. I'm switching back to a Samsung. I drive a 2014.
Still an iPhone.
Still, unfortunately, I still have an iPhone.
I'm just saying, I wasn't
being literal, okay, guys?
Obviously not, because literally, you're the lamest person here. Literally, you're the lamest person
I'm
here.
Just saying.
With your old car and your old crappy phone. Y'all can take that little $535 million, that's pocket change, because we're going to make that next 6 months when the S10 comes out.
Okay,
boom.
All I'm saying is, give me my money, okay, because y'all owe us money.
You can have it. It's already in your account.
Good because why?
It's already been sent.
Because y'all stole stuff from us.
They're
going to
make you get
and did it better. And did it
money.
Better. And now they're trying to copy off of Samsung by making their phones bigger and making them look at all that stuff. They're trying to catch up to Samsung because Samsung's been rocking for years. Last 2 years, Apple has finally like caught up to Samsung.
I will admit that iPhone has been behind Android for a while. And that's the reason why I did not go to iPhone initially, because I was like,
welcome
okay, the,
the
maps
century.
Suck. The ca-
oh my god,
it wasn't
the maps still
camera.
Suck, y'all.
Oh, yeah,
I took off maps off my
I've
phone. I use
it.
Google Maps. Google Maps comes on my Galaxy.
I still use Google Maps.
Oh, on your iPhone? Isn't Google a... Isn't that an Android?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Isn't that an Android app?
I think we need a check.
Are you
for
saying
that
your Apple navigation,
I
your amazing Apple navigation doesn't work? I'm trying to tell you, I've gotten so lost here because I'm not from here. There's so many times when I've gone the wrong way, gone in circles, and then Darian's like, why are you using your Apple thing? You need to be using Google. I'm like, I thought that the Apple map... You said that iPhone was better.
Look, I will stamp. It is awful.
It's terrible.
I guess that's how you wound it up in Oklahoma.
So they still have some... So maybe y'all can use that $539 million to upgrade your maps because y'all aren't doing it good. Y'all need to do better.
Let's just, you know, we could just buy Google Maps. So let's just do that instead. You know what I'm saying?
You can't afford it.
With the money that y'all owe us, we're just going to pay y'all off. So give us the money.
Y'all can't afford it, no way.
Keep it and give us Google Maps because that's what we need. You know what I'm saying?
You need a little more than that, honey.
But ever since I got Apple, like, my whole life has changed. I've never had an iPad, got an iPad, got an Apple Watch. I want the AirPods. I need the AirPods. Darian's
gonna lose that. Darian is so irresponsible.
I don't see how more people don't lose those headphones.
They have they have GPS on them now, so you can find them. Because people were
because
people were losing them.
And hey, this is a PSA. I will use my Apple Watch anywhere I please.
They have Samsung watches.
If you accept Apple Pay, I'm using it. Don't be judging me, okay?
You know what?
And don't be mad when I ask if you have it or not, okay?
I do have to say though, the Samsung watches are like they're not the best things to look at. Like the
I've never seen a Samsung watch. They're clunky.
The Apple Watches are a lot sleeker. I mean,
everybody got an Apple Watch on. You know what I'm saying? You're not cool if you don't have an Apple Watch. You're not a part of this club.
Nah, that's true.
I mean, you can't.
I'm fine. I have an iPhone, and I don't have an Apple Watch. I don't want one. I don't need it.
It's just really convenient.
I have my phone with me all the time. I don't work a job where I can't not have my phone. Now, if I didn't, you know, Darian works out. He runs.
I spend
stuff,
a lot of money. And, I spend a lot of money on that watch.
You look like a Power Ranger sitting there talking through a watch. Yeah.
And I feel like one too, and it feels amazing.
And they sound so far away sometimes. Okay. I'm like, why do you sound like that?
I do.
I'm on my Apple Watch.
You know what's really annoying is that when you're texting somebody, and like, let's say I'm calling Darian's phone, and he's not answering the phone. But then he texts me, and he's like, oh, hey, how are you? And I'm like, I just called you. Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my phone. I text you off my watch. What?
Very convenient. You know, my phone dies all the time, okay? When I actually have, I can just still make phone calls.
Darian had his phone on night shift for like 7-8 months, and I used to call
it
him.
It was not night shift. It was do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
I didn't realize that it was on do not. I was like, why do people keep calling me and hanging up
like,
instantly?
Darian, what is happening? Like,
why do people?
Well, do you like me or no?
I called you 5 times. I'm outside.
What do you mean? My phone didn't even ring.
Leave a message, y'all. Oh. Okay. So, all right. We get to the end of the show. You know, we're not going to make it too long for y'all, okay? But after we talk shit, we like to, inspire everybody. So, Lauren, we're going to have your special quote of the day. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay, my quote is, self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time. Love yourself, guys.
I don't get it.
I
really don't get it.
You don't?
I don't. Self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time.
Like, overthink
it. I think you kind of get it.
Because, you know, like, some of us may have people that we have broken up with have left us or whatever. Preach. And you want to, like, you know, get revenge and like look better and make them feel like bad for leaving you. But really, honestly, just loving yourself really is, because the more you love yourself, the more confident you look, the more that they'll regret it. Like, you don't have to starve yourself and lose a bunch of weight and whatever. Just be happy and they'll be sorry that they left you.
So I still don't get the quote. I don't like the middle finger and the love. I don't get that part. I don't get it.
Loving yourself is the best thing to say F you.
I think we have to explain it to
you.
Loving yourself is the best way to say F you to all the haters. When people are hating on you and telling you you're not worth or whatever, you know what? F you.
Yo, I need my master's.
Love yourself. Look, be happy. Go on Instagram and post a bunch of pictures of you sexy behind.
I'm going back to college.
You need to. My goodness.
That was really difficult to figure out. Okay. Trey, we're going to let you go. Go ahead.
Okay, I got mine. So mine is not going to sound as like eloquent as yours.
Oh, you're fine. Don't worry.
It's going to be... Okay, so the comeback is always stronger than the setback.
There you go.
Okay.
See?
You got to get that.
Yes. Okay, the comeback is always better than the setback.
Stronger than the setback.
Stronger than the setback.
There you go. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you may get push through. Yeah, push pretty much. You may have an obstacle, but I promise you, once you get through it, it's going to be
good. Okay.
You got that one on the
board. I got it. That one's good.
So, all right.
Y'all, they trying to make me look dumb.
Not at all.
Well, maybe I am dumb. I don't know.
We're not making you do anything. You're the one that's saying all this serious stuff.
I just like really easy stuff, very blunt, and let me know how it is. Like,
the simpler the better.
Rappers and stuff, like, I have to like really analyze words they say, because I'm like, that is not what.
If you can understand what they're saying.
That means lasagna with the G. Okay, anyway. So this is my quote, y'all. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. I just think that's important to travel. I mean, maybe because I get free flights and I'm just. I don't know.
Is that a
spoiled? That's advice. Yeah, like, you giving me advice? You know what? Advice. You should just go somewhere and travel. You should just go somewhere.
Travel, y'all. It's fun. Straight to the point.
Get off the couch.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, this is completely off topic.
This is an Everest
street
commercial.
Tacos are delicious, okay? If you're not from Texas, you don't know what street tacos are. Because on the East Coast, all we have is Taco Bell. We don't have all Taco Bueno, Casa, all that stuff that y'all have here.
I had
authentic street tacos. Thank you, Kelly, and you know, Ivan.
Where did you get a street? I've been in Dallas forever.
You've never had a street taco? Oh my gosh. They're authentic, like,
okay,
Mexican
well,
tacos.
My uncle cooks all the tacos for me, so I've had authentic ones. Anyway, y'all.
You have, he lying. Your tacos have cilantro. cilantro in them and onions?
Yes, they do. Yes.
What else? What else?
Empanadas. Hold on. Let me get my Hispanic going.
So now I'm getting hungry.
Don't be just trying to pronounce those with an accent.
The tacos. Okay.
Sopapillas.
Every like black and Hispanic is like rolling their eyes right now.
Migas.
Okay, y'all. And it's time. This is our time. We have to say goodbye, okay? We are. Okay. This is Sunday. I'm trying to watch my TV shows, my Real Housewives. Anyway, remember, every Sunday we do post new episodes on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
You can hit us up on... Wait, do you have IG?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I have an Instagram.
So you can hit us up on Instagram. Trey, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is AYETREG104.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And then Lauren, if they want to, if they want to stalk you,
Lauren the _G. Perfect. Lauren is spelled the correct way, no Y's or O's or I's. Okay. Just
the regular
Lauren. The regular way.
And Darion is spelled the correct way. Mine's is the Dawn Darion. D A R I. Oh, and Beyonce. Well, no.
The regular way. Beyonce spells with an E.
Yo, Trey, thank you so much for joining us
thank
on this episode. Yo, it was great, right?
We gotta give him a round of applause.
I gotta come back. Man. I gotta come back.
Come back. Yo, come back next Sunday. We post a new episode.
I got you.
Please.
I got you.
Share.
Make sure you rate us.
And subscribe.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week, Sunday. Adios.
Bye.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say bye.